Good morning. Welcome to Asbury. Folks, I told you my voice is going to carry a little bit. It booms. I'm Nick Schimmer, one of the pastors here at Asbury, and on behalf of Pastor Didi and myself, I want to welcome all of you and just let you know what a blessing it is to be here and worship with all of you this morning. We are excited to get started. We are excited about the future of this community of faith. I want to take a moment and do a few introductions. Didi's husband, Michael Roberts, is right down here, along with Emma and Jacob. Correct. My family is at a wedding today, which I have to do about 90 miles an hour to get there on time this afternoon. But Jennifer and our three kids are excited to be here next week to join in worship with all of you. If you're visiting with us this morning, first of all, welcome home. We're excited to have you here at Asbury. You have looked no further. You have found your great community of faith to be part of. There's not really any announcements this morning, though there's one that came into me at the last minute. We are going to do cottage meetings in the month of July. Those dates have not been set yet, but it's a great opportunity for all of us to get together, for Didi and I to get to know everybody, and just talk about the life of the church. So keep your eyes open for those dates, and there will be opportunities to sign up as well. And then the last thing as well, if you would, please take a moment and jot down your name on the pad. If you're a member, just put down your name. If you're visiting, give us a phone number, an email, or something. We'd love to reach out to you and just tell you about all the wonderful things going on here at Asbury. So if we would, let's take a moment, stand up, and extend a hand of grace and pass the peace.
Would you please stand as you are able and join in the call to worship and remain standing for our hymn of praise. God whispers your name. Come and worship. All of us, young, old, sister, brother, cousin, friend, again and again, come and worship. All of us, the proud, the strong, the lost, the searching, the joyous, and the sad, here in this place, the light is shining, joy is brimming, and God is beckoning. Come and worship. All of us. Here and now. Our hymn of praise this morning is Christ is Made the Sure Foundation. You'll find it number 559 in the hymnal. may be seated. And now it's time for all of our children to come forward and join Miss Laura.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. They're always my backup if I need it. And you're welcome. You're welcome. So I have a question for you. There is something that doesn't look the same this morning. Can you figure that out? There's something that's just not the same. What do you think it is? Do, 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 do. You want to guess?
New pastors.
Yay! Good job. With a little help from Mom. We have new pastors today, and I want to introduce them to you because they want to get to know you, and I'm sure that you will want to get to know them because I can tell you firsthand, they're fun. Okay? So, over here, wave your hand. That's Brother Nick. Can you say hey, Brother Nick? And Brother Nick is bringing more people into my ministry. That's the only reason why we got him. No, I'm just kidding. He has a wife named Jennifer, and they have three kids. They have Tristan, who's going into fifth grade. They have Liam, who's going into third grade, who's eight. And then they have Hadley, who's going into kindergarten. So I'm really excited about them. And so he's a lot of fun. And then behind you, right here, the person you're living with right now, is Pastor Dee Dee. Grammy, that is right. We're so excited to have her. And she is married to Michael. And you know what? The odd thing about that is, it's not really odd, but the fun thing about, little fact about it, is her husband is a pastor too. Two pastors. What do you think they talk about when they go home? Do you think all they talk about is church? No. And she has two very special people with her today. She has Emma with her. And she's got Jacob with her today. And we are excited because they're going to be a part of our ministry, too. And we also have a little friend on the bottom, too, that came today to visit. So we're excited. We just have all new friends and new people. And I'm just so excited. Y'all look excited, too. We are. And we hope that you will get to know Pastor Dee Dee and Brother Nick because there are lots of fun. And I have a sneaking suspicion that we will have a lot of fun memories to come. So let's pray. You ready to pray? Gracious God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us, but especially for Pastor Dee Dee and Brother Nick as they come and join our Asbury family. We just ask that you be with them as they start their ministry here in as a ministry as Asbury family, because you know we are all a team and we are all working together to do what's best for you, what you would have us do. We ask this all in your son's holy name we pray. Amen.
To a home on God's celestial shore, Thanks a lot, Diana. That's difficult to follow. What a joy it is to be with you this morning and to offer this reading from God's holy word, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. So then, remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth were called the uncircumcision by those who were called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who are once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death the hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for gathering us here in this place together to experience the joy of fellowship, to hear your word proclaimed, and above all else, to experience the transforming love of the Holy Spirit. And so we ask, come, Spirit, come. Illumine our minds. Open our hearts. And do with us what thou will. Amen. Well, good morning. I have been practicing that for months. Imagining myself standing here in this pulpit and looking out over the congregation, my congregation, and waiting and wondering how long it will take me to know each face. Enthusiastically thinking about how I will learn each story. And longing for the day when each and every one of you will become precious to me. And so it feels so good to greet you this morning with a simple good morning. And know that it is packed with hope and dreams and joy of finally being here. Because it's been a long time since February, hasn't it? I mean, a long, long time. And I suspect that if we're all honest, we're coming here today with a bit of mixed emotions. Some of you are a little anxious about Nick and me. And if we're honest, Nick and I are a little anxious about you too. I mean, what have we really gotten ourselves into? Or the truth be told, what has the bishop gotten us into? We've spent the last several days of this week learning some of the ways you always do things, but we have already tripped over them and messed them up 10 times before any of you got in here to sit in the pew. That's the way of it. And we know that you have hopes and expectations of us that you haven't given voice to yet, and that we wonder if we'll really be able to meet. But know this, we're going to try. With all of our heart, with all of our gifts, with all of our spiritual discernment, we are going to try to meet those expectations, add to them, and then sometimes maybe change them and transform them. So that's why this morning I really am having trouble not grinning like a fool. And you all, I see some smiles on your faces too, and believe me, that's a relief. Because this is a strange thing we do as United Methodists. This idea of sending pastors from place to place and expecting congregations to receive them like, well, like they were sent by God. And it's a biblical thing that we do, because God does send messengers into the mission field. But let's face it, in the life and times in which we live, it is a little odd. It's kind of like this morning we're living out an episode of that awful reality show, Married at First Sight. Will any of you admit to watching that? Look around. Six adults commit in this show to a psychologist and a sexologist and a sociologist and a spiritual advisor who put them through a battery of tests and interviews and match them with their perfect match. And they see each other for the first time on their wedding day. And they really do get married. And then the show follows them through the first 6 months of their marriage to see whether or not, with the experts' help, they will decide to stay together. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? We too agreed to itinerancy. And we too were carefully and prayerfully matched by a group of experts. Phil was one of those one time, so was I, so you understand that. Who have prayerfully analyzed our histories and our gifts and our personalities and what we say we believe that God is calling us to do, and have matched us very carefully and intentionally for the work of God. And we're meeting today for the first time, and we are married at least for a year, and I hope for a long, long time to come. How do we dare do that? Is it courage? Is it naivete? I don't think it's either. I think it's faithfulness. I think it is an act of grace, first on God's behalf, and then because we know that grace and love in our hearts, we offer it back to each other and allow ourselves the possibility that today is a good morning and a fresh beginning and a whole new chapter in the life of Asbury United Methodist Church, as well as each and every one of our lives. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul talks to the community of faith that has formed in spite of differences. Some were formerly Gentiles and new to a faith about one God. Some were former Jews and new to a faith of that one God who has poured God's self into a human being who offered up his life to ransom all for new life and eternal love. By the power of God, those two groups who formerly would not have known or associated or met together have become one. One through the sacrifice and the blood of Christ. As Paul sees it, these former enemies are no longer the other, but have indeed become each other's. And Paul uses several images of unity to talk about them. He describes their miraculous relationship as being fellow citizens in the kingdom of God. He talks about them being joined together in a way that they have become members of a family of God. He even talks about them as being stones or bricks being built into a structure or a temple where God can dwell and out of which God can move into the world. This is the way that Paul says it. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. What a bold and audacious claim. What love is made possible through the blood of Jesus that also pulses in our veins today, because we too are citizens and family and temple together. When I drove up the other day, I thought it was pretty bold, and I thought it was pretty bodacious to see my name on the sign. Welcome, Reverend Didi and Brother Nick, in lights, on a hill, outside your church, where all thousands of cars were going to drive by in the next several days. You were announcing to thousands that we are yours, and you are ours. And I say, so be it. We have a lot to do together, friends. We're here on this hill to do nothing less than make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Now, on the front of your bulletin, you've worded that just a little differently and uniquely for Asbury. We understand that we are to bring others into Asbury United Methodist Church to experience a difference so they can make a difference for Jesus Christ and others. Over the next few weeks, we'll be discovering more about how you've been making that difference already. You see, we don't think that you suddenly grew into a church because Nick and I arrived. You have a lot of history and wisdom and memories and practices that are good and sustaining and life-giving. And what we're here to do is enhance and lead and direct those in different ways and sometimes the same ways. After all, there are a lot of people to reach with the love of Jesus. That love that makes strangers friends, that offers comfort, brings the lost home, and in your own words, makes life worth living. As Nick has already said, we'll begin in July with cottage meetings. I hope you'll sign up and be part of those because we want to hear what you have to say. Also, Brother Nick and I plan to visit in every Sunday school class, not to teach. You hear that? But simply to be there, to be among you, to learn your ways, and to get to know you. We want to sit with the children and the youth and hear what they have to say to us too, because they aren't just the future of the church. They are the church now. And we want to hear from each of you whenever you feel the need about your stories and what God is doing in your life and what you think God is doing in the life of Asbury. Now you know, and you would be worried if we had not brought some ideas with us. And you'd be worried if we had not begun setting goals. But I think as we work together, we're going to discover that the goals that Nick and I have talked about are not nearly ambitious enough, because God is able to do far more abundantly than we can ever ask or think or imagine. And the more we put our heads together, and the more we join our hearts together, and the more we hold hands and go out into the world beyond these walls in the name of Jesus Christ, the more far abundantly God is going to work in and through and with us. So this is what we want to do. We want to build a community of faith that has wide open doors and offers a warm and transforming welcome to everyone. We will work with you to bring people in and get outside these walls into the places where people who need Jesus live and move and think their being lies. And we want to be part of the joy of Asbury. We want to laugh with you. We don't want to take ourselves too seriously, but believe me, we are serious about sharing God's love. And that's probably enough for now on this good morning. Just know this, I am with you. Nick is with you. And for us, this is something like Christmas morning, far more than Married at First Sight. What I feel today is that I've been given a gift that is so precious, so much better than I ever imagined. And all I have to do is unwrap it and enjoy it and use it. I believe that God has brought us together for a purpose and will lead us forward together in this new season of mission and ministry and worship and service. So friends, good morning, and thanks be to God. Amen.
Would you please stand as we join in our affirmation of faith? Today it is the Apostles' Creed, and it's printed in your bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. Third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Without end.
please remain standing for our hymn of meditation this morning. It is Spirit Song. It's number 347 in the hymnal.
Loving God, we do indeed give you thanks for all which has brought us to this day, for the gift of your unfailing grace, for the joy of our fellowship together, for experiences that have enriched and encouraged us, and even for the struggles which has caused us to depend more upon you. We pray that as we gather here together, a new church in many ways, we thank you for visitors who are attending, especially those who are here for the first time. We thank you for those who could not be here today but have been so faithful in the past. And we thank you for each soul, each person who has gathered and shaken a hand, offered a hug, sang a word of praise. Together, oh God, we pray that you will help us discern what it is that you want us to do, and then fill us indeed with the power of the Spirit, that we would be bold and courageous and obedient to do it. This is a unique place, and you have called together a unique community of faith. So we want to find that unique ministry for which you have gathered us. So we do open our hearts. We do pray as we sang, "Come, Lord Jesus, come and fill your lambs, for we are hungry for your presence. We thirst for your power, and we are grateful. We are grateful for all that you are and mean to us." this day and always. And so we join our voices together and pray as the Lord taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Again, as we respond to the goodness of God in our lives, we now gather to give our tithes and our offerings. Let us pray. O Lord, receive these gifts, for they really belong to you as we do. May they show you the sign of our commitment, and may you take them and multiply them and use them as you did the loaves beside the sea, so that we can, in your name, accomplish great things. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
you, Diana, and the choir. I mean, you moved us this morning, and it was wonderful. Praise God. And I want to invite you all to Nick and my party. So I hope you'll join us in the Wilson Activity Center immediately following worship for a bit of snack and an opportunity to shake your hand and get to know you a little bit better today. Hear this benediction. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, be in your hearts and minds, as together we are joined by the Holy Spirit into one family of faith, one kingdom of God, and a structure, a place, a temple where God will dwell, and out of whom, that's us, God will move into the world to bring peace. Amen.